when you feel the loyalty, how is your emotional state? How is your heart? You feel what? Tell me. 6-year-old boy wants to know. Give me a word. My English is bad. Me no English, please. A word. When you are loyal, how do you feel? Safe. Which was? Iman. That's what Iman is. When you feel loyal, you feel that you are connected. And that's the emotion inside. You should appreciate that one. Because that will... We are talking about your heart. We're not talking about anything else. We don't know what's happening in the other side of the galaxy. But we know what will happen in you if you don't have the loyalty. You leave your greed to go from here, jump to there and there and there. That feeling is no good feeling. Yes?
Sheep know the smell of the harmful wolf and creep away in every direction. The brain of animals knows the smell of the lion and bids farewell to grazing. Thou hast smelt the lion of wrath. Turn back, consort with prayer and dread.
You see, immediately after explaining all that in animal kingdom, that, listen, a sheep will smell the lion, and when they smell the lion, they scatter around. It's the same thing, anger. When you smell the lion of anger, turn around, because that's the moment that you should realize that you need help. So start to do the munajat and go befriend yourself, get closer to the cautiousness I talked about. I said, be cautious. When you're loyal to someone, you know where you're loyal to. When you go to a new place, you don't know where you're going. So be cautious, and when you smell the anger, you should turn around. Yes?
That multitude did not turn back from the wolf's dust, and after the dust, the wolf of tribulation came on in his might. In wrath he tore to pieces those sheep which shut their eyes to the shepherd, wisdom.
Aha. Suddenly it jumped out as one of the recent stuff in our literature. The symbolism turned around and said, look at these sheeps. The wolf comes and turns them apart. Why? Normally because this is the wolf. This is the attitude of the wolf, right? And he will hunt the sheep to feed, right? Here, our wolf is a little bit different. He's angry. Why? Because these sheep, they were not fiddled with the shepherd of wisdom in them. Means the wisdom is in you is the shepherd one. The other one are the sheep. So you shouldn't turn around from this shepherd. Do you remember we're talking about a shepherd here in general? Do you remember the shepherd?
Mm-hmm.
Moses. That's what we are talking about. We started there, right? Because Moses is the shepherd. Pharaoh is a sheep, is a donkey, is a dog, is ego, is physical identity. That's what he means. Yes?
How often did the shepherd call them, and they came not. They were throwing the dust of resentment in the eyes of the shepherd, saying, Begone, we ourselves are better shepherds than thou. How should we become followers? We are chieftains, every one of us.
How more romantic it would be. And really magical, and the details. When you want to say, okay, these shapes, they are not loyal, okay? They are bad. The only thing that you will have in your mind is that they swear at the shepherd. These sheep will throw a very special dust. We're talking about the dust, right? There is always a dust, but the horse rider, the chevalier, something else. Here, they throw the dust to the eye of the shepherd. Remember, he repeated, the eye. Here, the shepherd is the vision. And he called them again and again, but they don't come back. And they do this. They throw the dust in the eye of the shepherd because they say, why should we follow someone? We are all the top heads and everybody should follow us because I know what it is, that capital I, which knows everything. Yes?
We are food for the wolf and we are not for the friend. We are fuel for the fire and we are not for dishonor. They were digging a pit for the oppressed. They fell into the pit, crying, Alas! They tore the coats of the Josephs, and that...
No, before that. He talks about something that... a hidden pride was...
Oh, I missed that verse, I'm sorry.
In their brain. Over there, one key word is there, is Jahiliyat. Jahiliyat refers to the time before civilization, before understanding, which comes from the word stupid. Alem is knowledgeable, the opposite is Jahil, stupid, ignorant. He talks about the ignorance they had. These inflated ignorance in their, the word is nose, but it's not nose. In the time of Rumi, we call the brain nose. The brain is the nose. So here he would say, they have in their brain this pride of ignorance. This is, and their voice was the bad omen. Like the crow, Zop. Yes.
A heathen pride was in their brains. The raven croaked disaster over the traces of their habitation. They were digging a pit for the oppressed. They fell into the pit, crying, Alas! They tore the coat of
those in Persian. We have so many different forms of this verse. And it all refers that if you are digging a well for someone to fall in, you are in that well. Because while you are digging that well, you are in it. With the hope of someone else falling in it, you are already in it. Deeper you dig it, deeper you are in it. So we have so many different kind of this. Right when we say, dig the well, everybody will remember all of this. Here he will do that this is it. If you dig the well, you're in the well. And let me give you the best example of the well, which is the beauty Joseph, remember? Yes?
They tore the coats of the Josephs, and that which they gave, they got, piece by piece. Who is that Joseph? Thy God-seeking heart, bound as a captive in thy abode.
Are you listening? Is there anyone who is distracted and is not listening? Is there anyone who didn't highlight this? Rumi went to one of those extremes to give the people like me some documentation that this is what he means. He means when I'm talking about Joseph, I'm not talking about that fellow in the story you hear about, and it's a lovely story, and I know the story, I even did some repair to the story. But do not forget, right at the beginning I said, here we are talking about your heart. That's all. So when we say Joseph, remember, we are talking about that heart in you which is seeking what? Haq. As simple as that. Is Dele Haqju. This is a Persian word made of three different words. Heart, searcher for Haq. As simple as that. So when I say Joseph, I mean that one in you, which is like a slave in your neighborhood. That's how you treat it. So, no wonder you become a slave. You treat that beautiful one with a slavery, you become a slave. This is what the consequence is, yes?
Thou hast grounded Gabriel on a pillar. Thou hast wounded his wings and plumes in 100 places. Thou settest before him a roasted calf. Thou fetchest straw and bringest him to the straw barn, saying, eat, this is a dainty meal for us. For him there is no food but meeting God face to face. On account of this torment and tribulation, that afflicted is complaining of thee to God, crying, O God, deliver from this old wolf.
Yeah. Really, my book is like this. It's one statement here that wherever I talk about Joseph, this is what I'm talking about. When we talk about Joseph, first of all, we never talk about the Joseph who is the big guy in Egypt and doing this and that, remember? When we talk about Joseph, we don't talk about the time he had fun, he was a beautiful kid, everybody loved him. We talk about him in the world. Because that's the situation we want to explain to you, because that's something that is happening now in you. That beautiful, when we say beautiful Joseph, we don't mean Joseph, we mean the beautiful Haq seeker heart of you, which is a slave to do something else. Why and how? This is how it is. First of all, you don't pay attention to the messages you receive through that heart, which is Gabriel. Gabriel brings the messages, right? Who will bring the inspiration for Mozart? Really, honestly, who is that? Isn't that the definition of Gabriel? Suddenly, he knows how to even mourn. He will do it. This is what it is. He said, and what you did to that Gabriel? You bounded it to a pillar and you have broken all his beautiful what? Feathers. Do you remember I talked about you need to fly? Flying is it. You're not bounded to earth. You don't have the root in the earth. You could fly, but you had punished that. Then what you did? You brought in the calf.